Liz Kramer with Mission Network News. A 48-hour ceasefire between Afghanistan and Pakistan was set to expire today. Deadly clashes at the border surged after Thursday when explosions hit two Afghan regions. Pakistan didn't officially claim responsibility. Instead, it continues to accuse Afghanistan of allowing cross-border terrorism into Pakistan. Mike Grandy with Unknown Nations explains that after last week,
it's a much more confrontational situation as far as like bringing in the military and bombing. In the past, it was more maybe border skirmishes or, you know, kind of targeting certain areas, but now it's been much more widespread.
Both Afghanistan and Pakistan have growing Christian movements. The escalation is affecting gospel workers. Join them in praying simple Great Commission prayers for more laborers for the harvest and more people to hear the gospel of Jesus. And tomorrow begins Diwali parties in Hindu, Sikh, and some Buddhist communities throughout South Asia. Diwali is a Hindu festival primarily associated with the goddess of prosperity and marks the beginning of India's fiscal calendar. John Podaiti of Bibles for the World says,
it's a beautiful printed guide, and the theme this year is God sees, God heals, and God saves. God sees the persecution. God heals, no matter how deep the wounds may be, and then God saves. Ultimately, we want all of the Hindu people to know of salvation through Jesus Christ.
You can request a free prayer guide from Bibles for the World at missionnews.org.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering a 15-day Hindu World Prayer Guide and an invitation to join in praying with them from October 12th through the 26th. God wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth, and it all begins with prayer. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.